Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle. Hello, this is Judy with Wellness Renaissance and the Wellness Renaissance Podcast. You may have noticed that this podcast episode is not like the others. I am actually doing it this time. I am actually taking a real break from podcast production. I haven't got quite all the details worked out, but it looks like through July and August, I am going to take a break and then I will pop back in with new episodes, some that are already in the can and they're very awesome and I'm excited to share them with you. It has been a super hard decision to come through to actually take a break because my body is telling me that I need to, the physical, the mental, all of it. I absolutely love doing the podcast. You know that. And so it's hard to say, I just need some time to regroup, maybe is a good way to say it, in a bunch of different areas. My body is definitely telling me that I need to do some sort of a shift. I don't know what that is, but I tell you, I was feeling amazing the first weeks of COVID, better than I've felt in a really long time. But something has shifted and my body is saying, hey, let's go figure this stuff out now. So between that and some life shifts and some training and education focus that I need to be doing and a couple other projects, as well as looking at the podcast and bringing that to a next level, whatever that means. So a lot of stuff in a sense going on, but also just needing to take some time. And well, I really want to just go sit in a beautiful space with beautiful trees where I can drink tea and read books and write stuff. I don't know if that's actually going to be an option for me. The universe is certainly welcome to open some doors if it would like, but there are a lot of things I'm really excited to do, and I just need to take a step back from sort of the consistency and focus on the podcast production and let some additional pieces come through and get completed and grow and all of those things. So I reserve the right to change my platform in case some crazy opportunity walks my way that can't be held off. But in the meantime, we are going to step back and do a little rewind and replay some of the episodes that have been some of the most listened to. And we might even throw a couple in there that we've gotten really good comments from, but they didn't get a lot of play and a lot of awareness, but we had good reviews on. So that is all in the midst of being worked out, the finer details. So keep an eye out for what's going on, and we'll put rewind in front of the ones that are previously played. But take a look and see if you have listened to them. I plan to do a little intro for all of the rewinds just to give you a little understanding about why they have been chosen and any information that I have to give you as well, in addition to what's already there. So if you have listened to it, maybe check it out, see what's up. Before I sign off, for the most part, for a little while, I want to, of course, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Please continue to check out the episodes. Check out the other ones that you haven't listened to yet, perhaps. And for those of you who have continued to support the podcast through COVID and challenges and the crazy world that we're living in, I appreciate you so much, and I absolutely value you and your support. You are truly a help. Thank you so much. And if you can continue to support through these next couple months while we're on this break and I'm on this self-care and regrouping journey, that would mean the world to me, honestly. You can, of course, become a patron, join Patreon while we are on this break. That, of course, will still be available to you, and you can collect all of the goodies there if you are new to the podcast or new to the Wellness Renaissance Patreon supporter family. I want to thank and acknowledge our Patreon advertising sponsor, which is Green Home Solutions, your indoor air quality experts. Mold, disinfection, odors, allergens, check them out. If you think you have a mold issue and you just want to make sure, or you're smelling something funky, Give Green Home Solutions a call. They can help you find the solution and the source of your issue. They also have some great tools and methods to help if you have a COVID-19 concern or you need to disinfect to make sure that you don't. If you are here in Duluth, Minnesota, where I am, you can call Steve at 218-206-9549. And if you are anywhere else, you can check out greenhomesolutions.com and they will direct you to the nearest location to you. Before I go, I want to wish you all well. 2 months is both what seems like an eternity and a blink of an eye. You know, I think of what we're nearing July 1st. Where were we 2 months ago? It seems like a whole different world. So who knows what two more months can bring. Hopefully it's a little more calm and maybe a little more healed. I think we've got some work to do before that's going to totally happen, but we can all keep moving in a good, thoughtful, open-minded, and forward-moving direction, which forward-moving can be very complicated at times, can it be? I think it is right now, so that's okay. Not easy, but okay. I hope that you continue to take care of yourself and your body's needs and figuring out what that means for you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. There's a lot going on for all of us. You are not alone if these times are not simple and easy for you. I feel like I should be like leaving you with some grand words of wisdom, that they should be unique and powerful and new. And I don't know that I have anything. And in some ways, I don't want to be the broken record that it's like, take care of yourself and eat good and healthy, nourishing foods and make sure that you get out and exercise and do good things for your brain and all of that. But all of those things are really true. And we need reminders of them all the time. We need to be reminded why it's important that feeding our body with nourishing food, as well as soul-filling food, as well as things that make us think and laugh, they're good for us. They're good for our immune system. They're good for our emotional state. They're good for our keeping our body ready to handle the stressors of whether it's virus or the flu or whatever, or just the stuff that gets piled on us. We can be more prepared to handle those things. So please do take care of yourself over these next few months. And always, of course, you know, just to leave you with a couple fun things. If you are, and these are more mentally stimulating things, if you need a great, thoughtful, humorous show to watch and you have Netflix, check out Hannah Gadsby's Douglas. I think I've seen it 5 times now for various reasons with various people. It is a fantastic show. She is a comedian who has autism, and that is a big part of the show and delivered in a very delightful way. So if you want something fun and thoughtful, check it out. It is thoughtful, funny, smart, educational, thought-provoking, all that stuff. If you are in need of a very open, honest, intense self journey, check out anything by Glennon Doyle. She has at least 3 wonderful books that I have really enjoyed. I enjoy walking through her self-discovery and processing and changing over time. And her books really do reflect that journey. So if you are looking for something fun and enjoyable to read, but also thought-provoking and intense, Glennon Doyle is fantastic. I learned about her on a Brené Brown podcast. So if you have listened to the Brené Brown podcast, she has a delightful episode. The episode is very full. Her life is very interesting. Fascinating journey. And I had another one. I can't remember what my 3rd one was. Maybe it'll come to me. One thing I just learned about was an app, speaking of getting your body moving. And if that's something you're having a hard time doing, or you don't feel comfortable going into the gym, I just am in the process of doing a free trial with OMFIT, O-M-F-I-T. And I think if you search for them, you'll find a 14-day trial. The weird thing is you need this other little extension to get your phone to mirror, which was kind of weird. And they didn't tell you that exactly in the beginning. And the instructions are a little bit confusing. And I have no idea how I got it to work. But I did get it to work. And I'm very excited about that. But the point is, they have a ton of different workouts of different types. You can do strength and core and Pilates and yoga. But there's a lot of them that are like 20 minutes. There's some relaxation stuff on there too that is, at least the ones that I was looking at, were more of the energizing relaxation where you get to lay on the floor, take a tiny nap, and feel more energized. That is a freaking huge win in my book. But every one that I've done so far, I've really liked, and there's a lot to choose from. So I haven't quite figured out all the nuances of the app, and I haven't figured out if you can like go forward in a workout to sort of see, look ahead and see if you like it. I haven't figured out how to do that yet, so maybe I'm just missing the obvious, or maybe that you get that if you're actually paid. I'm in my little 14-day trial. But if that's something, it's worth a shot. Really cool stuff on there. So we all need different things, and maybe you just need a switch up from what you're normally doing or your normal tapes or whatever. And I know there's some amazing classes that are still happening on the web, so don't neglect the ones you love. But if you do need something new or something different, this might be worth it. OMFIT, O-M-F-I-T, I will find the link and I will put that for you in show notes. All right. On that note, I am going to head myself on out of here and we'll see you in mini intros of the show. But other than that, most likely I won't see you until the end of August, beginning of September. So take good care and please continue to find the pieces that fit into your very dynamic wellness puzzle.